FirstThings.com has this as their lead story today. Punching above our weight. This is by Julia Yost. And I started reading and going, like, hey, wait a minute. Ms. Yost, I can identify with this issue. Are we all good now? Did we kill all of the errant sounds? Yeah. In my 2 years working at First Things, it has come to my attention that many readers and friends of this magazine hold an imprecise notion of our resources. Wait a minute. I've heard this story before. Two words. Okay. Sounds like crusade? Crusade, yeah, okay. Second word, sounds like funnel. A tunnel. Sounds like channel. Crusade channel. Yes. I knew I'd heard this story before. In my 2 years of working at the Crusade Channel, I'm replacing First Things with Crusade Channel. It has come to my attention that many readers, listeners, and friends, we don't have any friends, we have enemies, of this magazine hold an imprecise notion of our resources, both human and financial. Again, I've heard this story before. A question here, hey, look, a surprise there, in conversational correspondence. It seems people often imagine that First Things, Crusade Channel, it's staffed with editors, talk show hosts, and contributors, engineers, and audio editors, at a level comparable to that of the New York or the Atlantic, Westwood One Radio Network, or the EIB Network. I am flattered by this misperception. So am I. Because, you know, folks, when a technical difficulty occurs here, and it's during this show, guess who the engineer on duty is? Take a guess at who the engineer on duty is. Your time starts now. Roger, best of luck. All right, enough of that. Yeah, you guessed it. I'm the engineer on duty. So the only way something can get fixed is the show then has to stop or I got to play a song. Just so you know. I'm flattered by this misperception, Ms. Yost says, as am I, because it arises from the very correct perception that we are competing in quality with those esteemed publications. Broadcast. In doing so, we are punching above our weight. First Things, Crusade Channel, has no stable of staff writers. Talk show hosts, news people. And we do have them, but they're what you would call volunteer or part-time. Nor are we underwritten by billionaire benefactors. See, above and Golden Truth Ticket, Kia Soul car giveaway, which apparently I imagined happen, and no one else is aware. That's another story. And ad revenue from Fortune 500 corporations. Thanks to Bulldog Kia at BulldogKia.com, McClureTables.com, and McClureTables.net. That's our ad revenue. I can sympathize, Julia. Been there, done that. Doing that. We are a handful of editors and support staff. We are a handful of radio hosts and support, part-time support staff, subsisting on Folgers. Well, we subsist on Captain Dark Roast and Top Ramen. We subsist here on Credo Farms eggs. And boy, howdy, are they good eggs. If you're in Southeast Louisiana, get your chicken and your eggs from Credo Farms. in the most expensive borough of the most expensive city in America.
Well, we're not in the most expensive borough, but we are in the most expensive parish in Louisiana.
Beating the Bushes every month.
Beating the blogs and the artists, Facebook and social media every day. To bring you some of the best writing in this country and abroad. To bring you some of the best radio in this country and abroad.
John Waters on YouTube and the Irish abortion referendum.
We covered it.
Charles Kamazi on Alfie Evans.
Well, we have many different hosts, including Michael Hishburn on Alfie Evans.
Dana Gioli on the poetry of Elizabeth Jenny. We did have poetry because Joseph Pierce talked about poetry last time he was on the show. Matthew Rose on the alt-right covered that. And Bishop Robert Barron on the nuns. We did not have Bishop Robert Barron. However, we did have Father William Slattery on his book, Heroism and Genius, How Catholic Priests Help Build and Can Help Rebuild Western Civilization. To name just a few so far in 2018. I exaggerate about our nutrition, writes Julia Yost at firstthings.com in the article titled Punching Above Our Weight. But not about our budget, our manpower, or our dedication to publishing, radio broadcasting, the best that is being thought and said on the subjects of religion and public life.
Ditto. Ditto. Ditto, you provincial putz.
We bring you theology.
Okay, we do that.
Literature, we do that. Music, Bee Gees coming up today, baby. I might play the Bee Gees early today. Woohoo! Why? Because it's Father's Day weekend and I can do that if I want.
Music, art, and history. Social criticism and political commentary are the really necessary kind.
Well, we try and do that. Again, the best kept secret or the most ignored jewel in all the radio broadcasting has to be the Crusade Channel. Why else would 200, you know, I got to count last night, 274 people bought 600 Going Truth tickets. That's an average of about 2.2 per person. Why? Was it for the chance to win the car? Or was it a little combination of, yeah, I want to win the car, but we want to see you continue to broadcast miniature so we can ignore it and pretend like it doesn't exist. But we're happy that you continue to exercise your lungs on a daily basis.
We do it for you, says Midish Yost. Well, we do it for you, listeners.